This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I got to think. We get hooked from so many people. It's ridiculous. I don't even want to know how much this is all worth in the store, but our good friend Mike Gimlin at the Grooming Lounge, there's one in Tyson's, the Galleria, and there's one in D.C., just gave us a box of product. We talked about it.
Nice.
A large box.
Do you have some of that hair gel? Did you throw some in there?
Oh, you got all this stuff.
Here, throw me one.
Aftershave.
I'm sized.
Shaving cream, shampoo. What's this? The mug cleaner, the face wash, aftershave.
Got to give some to Adam for his big date tonight.
There's just plenty for
everyone.
Got
to hook him up.
I'm just giving you all the individual stuff. Shave oil. This stuff is incredible.
Yeah, let me see the shave oil size.
Thank you to Mike. He wrote us a note. He said, here's a selection of products from the entire team to keep you looking and feeling great.
This stuff smells so good, too. Get over there. Hook yourself.
It's very
especially
nice of them.
Get the best, our best smeller. This is the body wash. It's really, really good.
Yep.
Your wife or girlfriend gets sized.
Do you have that in your shower?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Always have it. So thank you, Mike Gilman, and the good people at the Grooming Lounge.
Now, this is not to compete by any stretch, but the lady that did my makeup for the Crop Metcalf shoot, she distributed some sort of beard oil, and none of us have beards. She said, anybody have beards? And the only person I could think of was shorts. So remind me, I have this to give to shorts. Some beard oil.
What do you think this is, Richard?
Why don't you use it then?
I mean, I don't need it, but you don't see that I have a beard?
Yeah, but I don't really, you know what, to be honest with you, I don't. Neither one of you guys groomed yourself, so go ahead, knock yourself out.
I mean, I wouldn't even know how to use this.
Exactly.
I thought Short shaved his beard.
He did.
I don't know what he has.
He doesn't have it anymore.
He doesn't have it. Okay.
It's
I know
cakes.
He did for the White House appearance. I figured he just stopped shaving
three to
again.
Four drops into your hand, rub hands together, and work into the beard and mustache.
Right, well,
I'm going to hook it right now.
All right, yeah.
Let's see what it does.
Yeah. I think it's supposed to make it, like, soft.
Yeah, yeah. Glistens.
Yeah.
Makes it glisten?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
all
it's
right.
For guys with real
one,
beards.
Two,
yeah, no, not
three,
like
Cakes four.
Just comes in here doesn't shave.
Yeah.
He doesn't really have
to. How dare you? My man Jonathan, my personal grooming consultant, took care of it recently.
Yeah, his is groomed right now.
Ah, there we go.
It's barely groomed. He's got neck hair everywhere.
Neck? I got taken care of like 3 days ago. What are you talking about? Yeah. This is as groomed as I get.
Yeah. Does it feel silly?
Weren't the guys jocking his
smells
picture
pretty good.
Just a couple hours
ago? Yeah, Valdez said it was the best picture I've taken in probably 20 years, which I appreciate.
Hey, AWOD, make sure I'll hook you up with some of this stuff.
Get some body wash so it can smell good.
Yeah, put it on before you go out to your date.
Yeah, what are you going to do to make sure your breath isn't funky?
They don't. Grooming Lounge doesn't have mouthwash.
By the way, Valdez.
Are you conscious of that? Like, breath is huge.
Yeah. I'll probably stop by 7-Eleven, pick up some Orbit. Something.
How about you brush your teeth, stupid?
You brush your teeth.
First
you
and foremost, you brush
you
your teeth.
You got to use mouthwash.
And your tongue. You
have
to brush
a million Tic Tacs. You got to have some sort of mint.
Whitening strip.
Well, it might be too late for that.
I stick to
but you by the time the game starts, my breath's going to smell like Miller Lite anyway.
Exactly.
It's hurting.
Sure,
but even while
diet.
You're drinking, you probably should sneak in some mint.
You should have some Altoids.
You don't
want
to have a hurting breath. Hurting
always.
Breath will... Maybe that's why you never close a deal. Because sometimes I go over there and you smell.
That's one of many reasons.
Yeah. You give him no respect. You know, clowns hit skins all the time.
I know.
Circus sex.
He's below them.
He's
what
below
are you
clowns.
Jason Bishop?
Ritz crackers. Sorry.
They're so good.
By the way, this...
Plain Ritz crackers.
Yeah.
Plain Ritz crackers are delicious.
It's so dry and drab.
Hmm. All right.
By the way, thank you again, Michael Gilman from the Grooming Lounge.
Yeah, Grooming Lounge is awesome. All right, let's get into the world.
Don't worry, boys. You can get hooked.
Let's get into the world of Hollywood and entertainment. Tell you what's going on. These guys, the Grammy nominations just came out. We can go through some of them.
The Grammys? When's the Grammys?
It's usually in February.
Well, I told Jason during the break that modern music is not...
January 26th.
Modern music is not for us because Lizzo Lizzo got 8 Grammy noms.
Well, that song "Truth Hurts" is kind of good. I told you I like that song. It's catchy.
I'm out on pop culture. Honestly, my daughter just sent me like little snippets of a concert she went to at Ass Cakes. I was like, "Who's Zedd? I don't know anything about Zedd."
I didn't know the GM of the Nats was a good singer.
Who's Zedd, Cakes?
Zedd, you would ask Valdez because that's more in the EDM vein.
Yeah, she went to see Zedd in Berlin.
Yeah, probably 1,000.
She's living the life. Probably she's been to 13 countries.
5,000 light sticks, 3,000 ecstasy pills, and people sucking on pacifiers all over the place.
What's the pacifier bit?
I don't know. Valdez told me all about it because he's neck deep into the EDM scene.
What's the pacifier bit?
I don't know the pacifier bit.
I don't really know it either. I just know it's a thing at EDM shows.
Was there some sort of drug on the pacifier?
Maybe, possibly.
Probably. Cakes, what's your beef with Lizzo?
I just don't think it's a very good
song.
He
doesn't like anything hip-hop. You got to understand, he's basically a racist.
That's not true.
He doesn't like anything with urban culture.
His beef is Lizzo's not good.
Yeah, just this is not good music. Yet it's hyped up as good music.
Well, that's what
it's
everyone.
Catchy.
That's what all the millennials listen
it's
to.
It's catchy.
Right? I know. That's why I said it. I framed this as it is not for me.
Yeah.
I need to move to Venus, apparently, because this is not for me. And it's not good.
Eric.
This is good.
Hold on,
you're telling me this is good.
Let me listen to it.
I've listened to the song 9 million times. To me, it's catchy. Yes.
Kind of like it.
It's catchy. I don't know what to tell
you. You're right. This is Zedd.
I'm not saying it's great music. There's nothing revolutionary about it.
But I guess you listen to anything 9 million times, you're going to
I would listen to that 9 million times and
hate it every time.
All 9 million times.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Who else?
Anybody
good getting nominated?
So anyway, she's got 8 nominations. The record of the year, Hey Ma. Not Hey Yeah. Hey Ma by Bon Iver. I don't even know if I know this one. Do I know
Bon Iver? I'm so out of touch.
Super hipster.
Tell the story, Orido. I don't think I know this.
John DePapa gets sized. Tell the story,
Orido. Yeah.
What channel they play this on?
This would be on Sirius XM, channel 35 or 36.
College radio music.
College radio?
Yeah.
I'm out.
That's kind of his style.
I mean, maybe it's great, but I just don't listen to it.
All right.
Let me see. Billie Eilish.
I do like Billy.
Billy Idol greater than Billie Eilish.
I like Billie Eilish. My daughters love Billie Eilish. So I listen to her all the time.
Dude, this song's silly. This girl's 16, 17 years old.
Yeah, she's really
Billy's a girl.
She's
actually, guessed a girl.
Yeah, it's a girl.
No, it's a girl.
Well, listen.
I've heard this song.
It's her and her brother.
I guess I just don't retain the artist's names anymore because I've heard these songs.
Yeah.
What about?
Oh, you stopped it! You stopped it right when it was.
I thought you were.
Sized.
I thought you were moving on to the next song.
I was getting into it.
Oh, sorry.
All right, what do you want to do?
What about Khaled? Is it Khaled?
Khalid.
It's Khalid.
Yeah.
So DJ is it DJ Khaled, and then this guy is Khalid.
Yeah, Khalid. Yeah.
Khalid is actually very.
Do you
talented.
Have Khalid's song? Oh, this is a silly. Cakes hates this one too. Urban. I'm on to Cakes.
I like him.
He likes mind playing tricks on me.
Yeah. He likes one hip-hop song.
And the Humpty Dance.
That's right. Don't paint me with a broad brush.
No, Khalid is actually silly. You'd like
good.
All his songs.
I like all. I've heard them all.
Yeah.
My daughters play it every time we get in the car.
That song stinks on ice,
Vampire
too.
Vampire Weekend See? Got nominated Album of the Year. You like Vampire Weekend, don't you? They're pretty good.
They're way better than any of this tripe and trash I've listened to in the last 6 or 7 minutes.
What's it?
You won't play Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa?
What's Vampire Weekend?
Now that's
most
a catchy tune.
Famous song. What's their most popular song?
I don't know the name of it.
I think it's Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa.
You've heard it a bunch
what
of times.
What the hell is
I don't know.
He's about to play it. Listen.
What does it mean?
You think I know what it means?
Kwasa Kwasa.
How would I know what that means?
How's your beard feel, by the way?
I mean, it feels luxurious.
Does it feel silly and soft? Here, give
me a little softer. I put 4 drops in. I'm good.
Yeah. I don't want it. any others that you... I get sized for Post Malone. Anything he puts out, I like.
Hey, who saw Post Malone in concert? Thank you.
You and who else?
Scott Brooks. Coach Brooks loves Post
Malone.
This
is Sunflower, right?
Hey, you skipped over a Vampire Weekend. What are you doing?
It's not nominated for Record of the Year. We're going through the Record of the Year songs, Rick.
Oh,
I know. I'm
garbage.
Not taking requests.
All right, I don't know.
Hey, how about this? Best New Artists.
He's doing his own EP. Go ahead. Well,
I like that you're...
I'm playing the records of...
I know, but I wanted to mention this. Best New Artist, Maggie Rogers.
Oh, really?
Who's nominated for Best New Artist. She's from Easton, Maryland.
Who's this, right? Is this Maggie Rogers?
No, this is Vampire Weekend. Okay.
Oh, this is the one he's talking about?
No, this is their latest hit, This Life.
I actually like Vampire Weekend.
Sounds like you, like, kind of like alternative. Or like, no,
Cakes likes it a little bit. Cakes likes it because it's very California.
Like the Cure or whatever. I don't know. Like that kind of stuff.
You know what? Because they actually have musical talent, too.
Yeah, they can play an instrument.
Yeah.
Play my Maggie Rogers. Play Turn the Light On. They've heard this song a billion times.
I have?
I don't think I've heard it once.
Yeah, Maggie Rogers?
Yeah. No, it's not that slow. I mean, it might start out slow, but.
So what are they, like, what channel do they play her on?
Is it as good as...
Is she a pop artist?
Yeah, poppy.
Is it David Cook, the guy from American Idol?
Yes.
Leave the Light On?
Yes.
That's a smash. It's not as good as Bo Bice, the real thing.
All right, this is Maggie Rogers.
You haven't heard this song before?
She sounds talented, but I haven't heard it.
Yeah, he's too short. She loves crabs, Valdez. I get sliced for the song.
Number one adult males.
We gotta. I really do want to go over there and add some songs to Valdez's thing. Like, you know what he'll do? He'll add a song, but he won't title it or anything. He just adds it in there hurriedly, right, and then he never plays it again. Like, I want to add some songs. He titles it. It's in the library, and it's in the rotation.
You ever heard this song?
No. No, she sounds. She reminds me of, like, Sarah McLachlan or something.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, like Sarah Bareilles.
Sarah Bareilles. I could see myself.
I could kind of get sliced for that.
Oh, it is Leave the Light On. That's what it is. Not Turn the Light On.
Yeah.
We got to turn it on first to leave it on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Maybe we should add that to
play,
the lyrics.
Hey, play Tyga Taste. I just get sliced for that beat. Will you just play that for me, please? Find the radio edit. Please. It just takes 10 seconds.
Valdez needs to know that Sean killed it while he was on vacation.
The music
rave
was
reviews.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are coming here. High five.
He was playing all kinds of good songs.
Yeah, but he also missed, like, the speed round cart during Dave Richards.
Valdez also is like Cakes, racist. Doesn't like urban music.
Not the case.
Such a racist.
I have a Lamar Jackson jersey.
He likes hair metal. You know what? Tops. This is my guy.
By the way, congrats.
I also heard Sean missed all the closures.
Yeah.
Congrats to Sean. I believe he just got engaged.
No,
he
did. That's an old picture.
Yeah, he's been engaged.
He's been engaged forever.
I just saw it.
Jesus
Christ.
Well,
how long ago did he get engaged?
I think his wedding is soon.
Oh. So within a year.
What else do you want to listen to?
Are you finding my Tyga song? Oh, I get sized for this. The Cakes, again, just can't stand it.
Who was Tyga?
I think he was tagging one of the Jenners. I don't know.
Kylie. He's with Kylie.
He knows that.
Can he hit a 7-iron to 4 feet? The Masters.
Is he rapping in his green jacket?
Is he surly with the media?
All right.
See, I think this would be a great intro, too, to play sometimes. Can you just put it in the thing and title it to EB's intro?
Seriously, more categories to the Grammys?
There's so many. Record of the year, album of the year, song of the year, best new artist. I don't know. I think we went through most of the big ones.
Yeah.
These guys are desperate for me to do this story here. I just think it's stupid. For some reason, it gives them...
If they're desperate, why don't you tease it and we do it after the break?
Yeah, the tease.
All right. I don't know how to tease it. Imagine if they asked Oprah Winfrey to play Larry Bird in a movie. That's essentially what they asked Julia Roberts to do.
It's a funny bit.
Okay. I'll tell you when they come back. One of the Hollywood executives suggested... Julia Roberts play this role. And Valdez said, and he's right, it's like asking Oprah Winfrey to play Larry Bird. It makes no sense.
I got to think about this one.
All right, you think about that, and I'll tell you. We come at. Are you guys happy now?
So sad. Happy. Let's all the chortling.
Look at
I've never seen Valdez laugh so hard.
All right, don't go anywhere.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Remember, if you miss any part of today's show or any show, you can rewind up to 24 hours with radio.com's Rewind feature. Just download the app. Do it today. It'll take you less than 2 minutes. You can rewind up to 24 hours.
And we should mention, it's pretty cool. 106.7 The Fan, proud to support Wreaths Across America once again at Arlington National Cemetery. You could donate a wreath and volunteer with us to lay wreaths at 106.7thefan.com/wreaths.
All right, so have you guys been noodling this story?
Not really.
Okay.
What was the story again?
I said, imagine if someone asked Oprah Winfrey to play Larry Bird.
I was being anal and organizing all the grooming lounge stuff and making sure I got like one of everything from the grooming lounge.
All right. I got three of everything.
Jason's got a huge box.
Honestly, it's my spot.
Yeah.
It is your spot. You cultivated it.
And I brokered the deal, feel like I
it kind of used to be
bit.
All of our spot, but then... You know, we moved
to
D.C.
He wants to get you in there.
It's just all the way out there. I don't go to Tyson's very often.
Yeah.
I guess I could make a side trip the Palm.
It's perfect for me because it's right on the way home.
Since we're all getting together at the Palm on...
we should all go to the grooming lounge before.
Right.
Get groomed.
Pre-game.
All right, so, you know, one of the biggest movies or one of the more popular movies right there that's getting a lot of attention is Harriet, the movie about Harriet Tubman. Apparently, when they first started working on the movie in 1994, and this just tickled Drab and Valdez like you wouldn't believe, one of the executives suggested Julia Roberts play Harriet
woman.
Tubman.
Oh, that's why he said.
And somebody said, wait a second, dude, you know, we know that's not possible.
Maybe the exec didn't know she was black.
And he said, it was so long ago, no one's going to know the difference. That was his answer. These are the geniuses that are red light and green light in these movies.
Again, with the yes, no, man, we would thrive in Hollywood, Valdez. I don't know why we're not branching off and
we
doing that.
We have common sense.
At least as a side project. I mean, we can make just a killing. I mean, we're just all over the latest trends in cinema. We just are.
Yeah, that's stupid. That is dumb. That person should have been fired.
All right, here we go. I have the best movies, TV shows, and books. We won't even go through the books of the past decade. All right, that's just a waste of everybody's time.
Actually, I'm intrigued to see if any of us have read any of the top books.
It's impossible. How many books are listed? Five?
You know what?
How many are written by Feinstein?
They're not even here.
I've read a Malcolm Gladwell.
So what I have is I have the 10 best movies of the last decade. The 10 best TV shows.
I wonder how many of the last best 10 movies of the decade the entertainment guru has seen.
The decade is closing.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't realize that.
Rattle through them.
All right, the problem is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They only have five. They only have five of a lot of these.
All right, what's the first
I've seen
one?
None of these officially.
All right.
Before Midnight.
Didn't see it.
Don't know anything about it.
John Wick.
Oh, I've seen
didn't see it.
Entertaining.
That's not the best five movies. It's a terrible list.
According to this list, John,
it's from Time Magazine.
I think it's Time Magazine, yeah. Selma, didn't see it.
Didn't see it.
Moonlight.
Saw Moonlight, really good.
Didn't see it. The Lost City of Z.
Didn't see it.
Yeah. I've seen World War Z.
Moonlight has a guy.
Who?
From True Detective.
Oh.
Mahershala Ali.
Muhammad? I didn't see it, though.
All right. I have six of, allegedly, the 10 best TV shows. I've seen bits of one of these.
All right.
BoJack Horseman. Have you even heard of that?
No.
I have heard of it. I think it's a cartoon.
All right. The Leftovers.
That Drab T-shirt used to rave about it.
Terrible show.
I've seen a few seconds.
What is Leftovers? I vaguely... Remember the title?
Isn't that where like a bunch of people got wiped out on the planet?
Yeah,
that was nubs.
Like 3% of the population vanished or something like that.
I've seen a few episodes of Better Call Saul. Atlanta. Has anybody seen that?
Have not.
The Good Place. Has anybody seen that? This is a terrible list. Thanks, Valdez.
The Good Place is a good show.
And Twin Peaks, The Return.
I didn't make the list.
All right. Well, I mean, you should have looked at it and said Nubs. All right.
Well, you can't comment on it. All right. And talk about how Nubs it is.
We should come up with our list.
Yeah, or you can come up with your guys' list in the past decade.
We'd obviously have True Detective. What else?
The Night Of, that Cakes is still going to the party.
I'm 8 minutes in.
Broadchurch.
Bodyguard's good. What about that goofy one?
Jack Ryan.
That you got me on to?
Jack Ryan.
You, that was, it was addicting. our lists would be really good.
Yeah.
Totally different. Yeah. What's the one of the...
But people would be enraged because we would have Game of Thrones on it.
Last Chance You.
No Game of Thrones.
And we wouldn't have...
I'd have College Game Day on it.
Well, I was asking Drabby the other day.
Intentional talk.
I don't really watch College Game Day very much, right?
Oh, it's the best show on TV.
I'll check out a game or two, I'll watch like a 5 o'clock, CBS game or something, and chill. I enjoy that. But I'm not a college football guy. I'm just sitting there all day and watching. Or I'll watch the Terps. Just get, bludgeoned by somebody.
My son gets butt-sized.
Yeah. But I rarely watch game day. But I had nothing going on this weekend in the morning, so I watched like 2 hours of game day. Had it on forever.
All their features.
And I was just getting a kick out of it. And I know Lee Corso does his bit at the end.
At the very end.
And I also hung in there because they had Chip and Joanna in because they were in Waco.
Yes.
They had to do their picks.
Chip is so funny.
He's a clown.
I don't know
how funny he is, but he seems like a nice guy.
Oh, he's so down to earth. He's funny.
So I'm watching them make their picks, and I texted Drab. Does Corso always pick the home team or the dog?
No.
And so he picked.
Sometimes he does a swerve.
He picked
too.
Oklahoma, right? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden he switched and he picked Baylor.
And he put that Baylor
hat
on.
Desmond Howard, I thought, was going to die on set. He was laughing so hard. He was so excited. Mm-hmm. And the crowd, of course, went nuts. And I thought, well, maybe that's Corso's shtick.
Yeah.
But maybe not.
Sometimes he does the swerve.
But he doesn't just play to the crowd. He doesn't just play to the crowd.
No. He'll pick the road team sometimes.
He picked the road team, and he was getting booed.
In fact, when they did
the
game day in Austin, Texas was playing. It wasn't Texas, Oklahoma, I don't think. But anyway, so Matthew McConaughey was the guest picker, and he picked Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Let's say it was Oklahoma, and he put the hat on, and McConaughey ripped it off his head. I thought he was going to break his neck.
Right. He's like 85.
It was funny.
It's very uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable when he picks the...
Well, no, it's just that
he's
deteriorated, I think, a lot from last
Corso?
Year.
Corso?
Yeah.
Well, he's had a stroke
in the last 2-3 years.
I know. And just, I don't know why they're trotting him out there. It's very uncomfortable.
Because some people like to see it. Yeah, people like him.
Yeah.
They like that bit.
I mean, they got size when
he switched. I mean, I like the bit, but I don't like seeing
sometimes
him in that
state. Sometimes it's hard
to
watch because Herb Street's he's helping him out. He's helping him finish his thoughts sometimes.
Yeah. But you should watch
it. It's a great show.
You should watch a replay of it because Desmond got butt-sized when he switched his pick and played to the crowd and put
the other. Desmond loves it.
Do you realize there was a brief moment this year when Maryland was ranked and were 2-0?
Yeah.
Where I think there was
Scott. There's a talk that maybe they could host
college game day to come in a couple of weeks.
No.
Yeah.
Who'd they lose that third game to?
Was it Penn State or was later?
Oh, Temple.
It was
Temple.
Yeah, Temple.
They lost to Temple. Terrible.
I think that the talk was if they beat Temple, that next home game they might be able to get game day.
Well, gladly they didn't show up.
Well, it couldn't have been the Penn State game because that was a Friday night game.
Yeah.
No, it would have been like the fourth or fifth game of the year.
Yeah. Well, we can grasp this week. They're not going to beat Nebraska, but we can grasp.
Does that to get to a push?
Right, to a push. That'll save us 100
bucks. Yeah, I'm grasping.
It'll save us 100 bucks if they get there. I don't think they'll beat them, but you can grasp.
Who?
They're not going to beat Nebraska.
Yeah, why? What are you even talking about?
Because it's the last chance. Because they're not going to.
Nebraska stinks too.
Yeah, because they're not going to beat Michigan.
Nebraska's not as bad as Maryland. They're nowhere near that bad.
I know they're not. But the number's only 5.5, so it's not like they're 25-point dogs.
Just hoping to lock it up.
I will take a push at this point.
Right.
Give me a push.
Yes, we would like that.
Do you guys care about 10 best songs?
Yeah,
I get a couple of them. You won't like any of them.
I'm sure I won't like any of them.
Rolling in the Deep by Adele. I actually like that song, but it was way overplayed, right? Played it a million times. Jason, you'll know this one. I don't know it by title. It's a Tay-Tay song, All Too Well. Do you know that song?
They're saying it's one
of the 10 best of the last decade.
About these would have to play it.
Cakes, you might know Ain't It Fun by Paramore. Are you a Paramore guy?
Paramore is great.
Paramore is my sweet spot.
Is it Haley Williams?
Female lead singer backed by a male band.
Haley Williams, kind of cute. Kind of hot, actually.
It does it for me.
Drunk on a Plane by Dierks Bentley. I don't know that one. And then, of course, Old Town Road by Lil Nas X, which, of course, Cakes is out on, even though it's country, but it's got a brother.
Not a country guy either.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess ice for country.
Some, you know what? Let me amend that. Some of the more poppy country kind of appeals to me, but the real like
you like Florida Georgia line.
Yeah,
that's the kind.
Well, Cruz wasn't a smashola a few years ago. Well, of course, it was
a smash, definitely. And then last but not least, Valdez gave me a story here where they have a new Teflon toilet spray that apparently prevents poop from sticking to seats.
Hey, they're kind of hoarding it on your bit.
I feel like it's an issue sticking to the walls of the toilet kind of above the water level.
That's what they're talking about.
Well, they're saying the seat. But if you mean above the water line, I think that is like a crisis in our country.
Well, you have to have a brush.
But you go. I went into the Jason's Deli. Is that what it's called? Over there at College Park.
Yeah. Yep.
And I mean, Jason used the one urinal, and I went in there, and it was caked around, above the water line. And it just
it looked like a porta potty in there.
Hold on, you weren't trying to actually use it, like sit down on
it. No, I just had the whiz. Okay. But I had to stare at it.
Yeah, it's unsightly.
Yeah, it was gross.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
All right, on that note, we'll take a break. Coming up next, the professor,
so dumb.
John Clayton, as we go around the NFL here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Going to talk some NFL now with John Clayton, now Washington Post sports contributing columnist. Morning, John.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I bet you never thought when you came to the Post and you'd cover the Redskins that you'd cover a team like this, did you?
No, not in the least. And I guess because they've been so bad, I don't get to go to any games. I actually was going to go to one about a month and a half ago, but it just looks so dim. And so not a good situation right now.
You know, we're seeing in Washington something, though, that we're seeing around the league, and maybe you can comment on. The stadium is at best half full. Most of the fans, or the majority of the fans, are usually the opposing team's fans. Like, you can go to the Bears game earlier this year, tons of Bears fans. Jets fans, maybe it was about a third. But it seems like that is the case in a couple of these stadiums. Is attendance going down? Is that a problem that the NFL has to face?
Yeah, I think it is because, you now have so much access to be able to see, games on TV. And of course you take the tack where you can sell the ticket and get the money for it. That's happening. I know, for example, right before their bye week, I was down in Atlanta for the Atlanta Seattle game, and you can see a big drop in attendance to a point where you had the owner of the team, Arthur Blank. He was standing right in front of me about 5 feet. And with 3 minutes left in the game, all he would do is look on the field to see what was going on and then look in the stands. And so it's really bad in the small stadium that they have, which is known as the old StubHub out in L.A. for the Chargers, because they could have maybe as few as like 10%, 15% of their fans there and everybody else, if they come to the game, being out of town fans. So, yeah, it's a bad situation right now, and I think it has to be a concern.
Why is it, though? Why is it happening?
Well, because, again, it's like, it's not only costly to buy the ticket, but it's also costly to go to the games, whether it's parking, whether it's the food, the beverages, all those different things. And so if you can find a way to get out of the ticket or not even go to the game, then what you can do then is, you can recoup some money and then save some money and not, go down to a situation. And that's got to be a concern because, again, the quality of the game on television, plus the option of, being there and switching to other games, that's there. So, that's something that, as time goes on, the league has to start to worry about.
Well, usually if a company's struggling and deteriorating like the Redskins are, the owner would either, make a move at the top. I mean, you saw Kevin Plank at Under Armour do it. Under Armour stock was dropping and he stepped away and someone else has taken over. But it always stays the same with Dan Snyder. I mean, we've heard rumors that Jeff Bezos is talking to him. Who knows if that's about ownership switch, selling team, maybe just getting the naming rights. Who knows what that's all about? But he just doesn't make any changes besides firing coaches. It's the same thing every single year, and the fans are disgusted.
But that's the thing. I mean, he did make the change, and you can see that Dan's not going to sell the team. I mean, that's something that you know, he prides himself in owning, and you know, having been a former Redskin season ticket holder, that he does it. But you know, he's got to figure something out, because you know, the formula is not working. I would agree with that. But you know, again, you know, it's still the coach who gets the brunt of the either the criticism or the success. And right now, even with Bill Callahan taking over, there's been, you know, just limited success offensively. And, you know, the team right now is sitting with only one win.
What do you make, John, of Antonio Brown's public apology on Instagram and Twitter to Bob Kraft?
I kind of get the feeling that he must feel that he might be in a bad shape after his 8-hour meeting on Thursday with the commissioner and with the National Football League, because that came out of the blue.
Right.
Because, you know, before,
I mean, a long time ago, nobody cares. Was,
yeah. It's like, and, you know, he was ripping the league with nasty words. And so, which you have to kind of wonder. And again, he's all over the place. I mean, that's what you have to wonder about with Antonio Brown, because, you know, one minute he's retiring, next minute he's apologizing, next minute he's trying to get back in. And now we don't know the timetable of how long it's going to take the league to make the decision. But you kind of get the feeling when he did that, that maybe the meeting didn't go as well as he thought.
All right, so I'm just looking at the teams that are probably going to be looking for coaches next year. Obviously, the Skins will be. You know, who knows what's going to happen in New York with Shermer. You look at the AFC North, I would assume Kitchens is gone. I know they're not high on Zach Taylor in Cincinnati. Marone in Jacksonville. I mean, there's Dan Quinn in Atlanta. There's got to be, you know, six or seven spots that may be looking for coaches in the offseason. Can you agree with that?
Being Cincinnati.
Oh, okay.
They'll stay, but with Zach Taylor, mainly because I think that you can see with Marvin Lewis, they're really loyal to their coaches and they don't like coaching changes. Mm-hmm. And they realize when they got Zach, they probably got him a year or two before he was really ready to be the head coach. But I think that you've hit most of those, because again, that, you know, clearly, unless Atlanta wins the rest of their games, they'll be changed down in Atlanta. And that 4-6 record in Jacksonville is not going to help Doug Marone and Tom Coughlin. So there's probably going to be some change there. But, you know, I was just going through this. If you look at the top 10 of the for the draft for next year,
yeah,
about 7 or 8 of those are guys that made coaching changes in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like we got to the point now where we've run out of coaches that are ready. You know, for example, of the 8 coaching changes this past year, 5 of those coaches didn't win a game in September. They were 0 for 19.
Yeah.
0-19-1. And so what you're looking at is that everybody wants the offensive coach, but they're running out of successful offensive coaches to be able to hire.
Right.
And so what you wonder about, you can make the change. And again, just look at that top 10. And what you can see is you can make the change, but it may not change how bad your team is.
Right.
Joined by John Clayton now with the Washington Post. And you wrote about how the AFC is changing with Lamar Jackson. And one of the teams, though, that's still atop the AFC is the New England Patriots. But Tom Brady's starting to show some frustration with the offense. It's not clicking. They're middle of the pack when you look at them in yards. What do you expect the rest of the way here in New England?
Their schedule's so easy because they play so many of these bad teams that they'll probably still come out with a number one seed. I mean, they and Buffalo have the two easiest schedules in football. And, you know, even though right now the Patriots, you know, they have one of the best records, but they're not playing like one of the best teams. But in the end, you know, they'll still be able to wrestle probably the number one seed. And that means if it's going to be Baltimore or whoever, more likely Baltimore going to New England probably means that, you know, New England will get the victory and go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and you also talk about the wild cards in the AFC, because right now, let's assume New England in the East, Baltimore North. It's either going to be Indy or Houston in the South and Kansas City in the West. But you look at the guys in the wild, Buffalo right now would be in. I think it would be Oakland as the second wild card. Maybe it's Houston. But just the depth of the AFC is not even close to what it is in the NFC. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, and agreed. And really, when you look at like Oakland, you look at Pittsburgh, that's a lot of the benefits of playing some of these easy teams and getting the easier wins.
Right.
Again, there's, you know, particularly in the AFC, where the future is bright with the mobile, good young quarterbacks, you still don't know about a lot of the quarterbacks taken in 2018 that right now are starting, whether they're going to be able to turn their franchises around. Like, I believe in Sam Darnold, but, you know, they're not a very good Jet team. And, you know, you can see that Josh Allen's doing well, but most of the others in 218 are not. And so, you know, that leads to a lot of, you know, bad games, but easy wins for some teams.
What's John Clayton's read on the whole Colin Kaepernick situation, the dog and pony show this weekend?
He made the mistake, and the mistake was not providing enough opportunity for the teams that were there to be able to see him. Okay, so in other words, if you had a problem with the waiver, couldn't you figure that one out beforehand? And why have 25 teams come down and you move it an hour to a high school where all of a sudden now only 8 show up? I mean, these are the guys that you're trying to come and have you employed with. And all of a sudden you betray them to a point where, you know, 17 say, screw it, we're not going to go. And so I think he hurt himself more than he helped himself. And, you know, then the aspect, whether true or not, that the Nike commercial was going to be involved. You know, he said he wanted the media there. And, of course, that was never going to be part of any kind of a NFL-sanctioned workout or a team-sanctioned workout. I mean, that's never happened. And so, and then he gives 1 minute interview, and that was it. So, to me, I think he hurt himself more than he helped himself, because if the idea is to audition before your future employers, well, he didn't do it. I mean, he moved it. Why couldn't he get a high school right near Flowery Branch,
right,
if that's the case?
It's just at the point now where I think Colin Kaepernick's brand is greater for him to be on the outside rather than the inside at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's what Jay-Z said, because Jay-Z said it was more of a publicity stunt to be a martyr.
Yeah, yeah.
Real quick, the NFC, you know, we said it's deeper. At the top, though, it's really strong with New Orleans, Green Bay, and San Francisco. Which do you think? Which of those three do you think is the best right now?
I'd say right now New Orleans is the best because they're the deepest team. I mean, they've got a very good top five, top six defense. They've got a top quarterback in Drew Brees, and they've got a very good offense. And so, Green Bay ultimately is going to come out, I think, with the best record, because if you look down the stretch, you know, they only have like two games against winning teams. And so that's, you know, four games against losing teams that they should be able to get wins. So I think, you know, they may not be the best team. They struggle against the run, and they still have some issues on defense. But they'll probably come up with the number one seed because of the easy closing schedule.
All right, John, thank you so much. We appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, that's John Clayton, everybody, from the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm. There are going to be some good teams in the NFC that don't make it.
Yep.
Because
the depth, you know, is a lot.
The top three are now New Orleans, Green Bay, San Francisco. Now, Minnesota's right on Green Bay's ass.
Correct.
And then Seattle's kind of on San Francisco's
the
ass.
The Green Bay-San Francisco game on Sunday night is huge.
So you got to believe Minnesota and Seattle are going to be in the playoffs.
Seattle-Philly game's big, too.
Yes, it is.
And then either Dallas or Philly, whoever wins that. So that would leave probably the Rams and either the Eagles or Cowboys,
I mean,
out.
There are at least four big games this weekend.
Right? I'll even throw the Ravens
and the Rams as a big game.
Definitely for
Since
the Rams.
Since it's in L.A., yeah.
It's almost a must-win for them.
Yeah, and you got one huge one tomorrow night.
I could easily see the Rams being out.
Yeah,
very easily.
They're not going to win the division, so you need to be a wild card, and Minnesota and Seattle have a big edge right there.
Yep, an outside looking in.
It's, the NFL schedule is much better this week than it was last week.
By the way, looking at Clayton's column, he points out that the Broncos this year have lost 3 games in the final 22 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That is brutal.
Kind of damning for Vic Fangio.
That's Fangio
it's
right
not
there.
Not good. Not a good look.
Now, the counter could be that they're close.
And they're also trotting out. Is it Brandon Allen as their starting quarterback at this point?
When are they going to bring Drew Locke out? He's just hurt, right? That's his deal?
He might just be hurt.
By the way, did everybody get their Secret Santa and they didn't pick themselves?
Yes.
I just got to remember my guy.
Yeah,
haven't looked
at
mine yet.
All right. Got to
get mine day before.
For Bish, Cake, CB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grant and Danny, they're up next. Right here on The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.